The Chris Perillo Show coverage of SES New York is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
When I need a stunt double, I only can turn to one person, and that happens to be Todd. Now, Todd, you consider yourself a stunt double?
In a former life, I was a DJ, so that's how stunt double actually started. Actually, even before that, my younger brother was in a band, and we look almost identical, so I had always teased him that I would be his stunt double if they ever hit it big, and, you know, he needed a roadie on there, you know, somebody to sit in for him. So that's how stunt double evolved, and it's really not a cool name like everybody thinks it is. You know, everybody comes up and says, do you really get hit by cars? And I wish, but no, I'm just an ordinary geek like the rest of us, and no good stories on the weekend from jumping out of planes or anything like that. So
how do you fit that into your brand online?
It works in pretty well. It just kind of happened about that way and kind of goes along with the theme of traffic and cars and everything else. So
are you a white hat or a black hat?
I'm probably somewhere in between. Definitely not black hat. Definitely not total white. You know, I wouldn't use white hat as a selling point for myself. I think to me, white hat's really educating your clients on what the risk involved is. So if you're telling your clients, you know, the old quote you've probably heard over and over is don't bring a knife to a gunfight. And so if you're competing in pharmaceutical SERPs or mortgages or home loans or something like that, chances are you're not going to get by with the same techniques as you would going after, you know, gardening in southern Ohio or something like that. So it's really all about what you're working in. So that's the biggest thing. I'd say probably the grayest area that I tend to delve off into is buying and selling text links. So that has kind of come under fire in recent history here of, you know, is this a legitimate practice for advertising or is this gaming the search engines and should be, you know, not counted? So it's being discounted to some level. That's kind of the ongoing debate. That's one of the better debates in the industry, I think. So on that front, I think I'd qualify more in the grayer areas.
So would you advise then certain clients or any client then to buy and sell text links?
Yeah, I would. I think it's just another form of advertising. There's just kind of a dual benefit there. And to me, I always relate it to clients of it's kind of a more of an indirect correlation. So you're buying the advertising, you're buying it on a relevant site, because if you buy it on an irrelevant site, it's not going to do you any good. It's not necessarily always for the click-through value, but just by having the same theme and having it on topic, it's just really another form of advertising, except for you need more of it, and it's less of a more difficult to track, I guess. So it's more difficult to determine exactly what the direct ROI is. If you buy one link here, you might need 9 more to see a jump in the SERPs. So
when you say SERPs, could you give me that?
Yep. Search engine results positions. So
in terms of SERPs, yep. I can say that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not a dirty word. You're not setting me up for a fall here, right? Okay, so if I was looking to you and I asked you, well, where do you rank for certain keywords? I mean, do you have any top-ranking keywords for yourself or for any of your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. Myself, my day job is We Build Pages, so the little plug there.
I'm interviewing you. This is the whole thing is a little big plug.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I forgot. I'm new to this.
You're number one in this podcast. What are you worried about?
All right. Yes, I'm gonna rank for my own name, right? So a handful of things. With We Build Pages, we've always been pretty competitive for internet marketing. Those related phrases around that, consulting services, a handful of those. So that's kind of been always our. I guess our kind of thing to point to and say this is why we know what we're doing. Certainly with clients, a lot of our clients do well. With clients, a lot of times it depends. We're working on different levels with them, so we're not always full service. So it depends a lot on the effort that they put in as well. But yeah, the majority of our clients do quite well and have been with us for a long time. Myself, my stunt double site there does pretty well for SEO consulting now. So that's one of the ones that was actually, it's a funny story behind SEO consulting. It's kind of a pet phrase of mine. That's actually what got me into the industry, kind of, one of my very first sites, I just kind of had a little web design site and said, you know, I was looking through this search engine stuff and reading that Webmaster World and everything else, and I said, you know, I want to try this out and I want to give it a shot. So I went and bought a text link at that point. So at that time, relevance wasn't a concern. So I had bought a PageRank 7 on a bottom of a joke site that was 20,000 pages or something. So it just said SEO consulting, and 2 months later, I was right there for SEO consulting. I went, you know, okay, the really good SEOs probably aren't really trying hard for SEO consulting, but if I can do this in 2 months, it can't be really rocket science. So that kind of catapulted me into really, really going after it and doing it more aggressively.
So is Google the only nail that needs to be pounded, or are you going after all of them?
Oh, we like it all. Traffic's good. No matter where you can get it, as long as it converts well and, you know, as your targeted customers. You know, there's debates with all the Black Hat stuff, and probably more and more you hear the former Black Hat guys that always claim to be former Black Hat guys, right? So they'll always tell you they're not going to send, you know, the example I heard earlier, I think yesterday, was someone ranking for Britney Spears isn't going to send that to, you know, they're not going to send that to porn or to whatever else. They're going to send it to Britney Spears posters or CDs or something like that, because we don't really want the traffic. We want the conversion and the sales and the revenue behind that. So the traffic's great, and, you know, it looks fantastic, but if it doesn't convert to anything, then it doesn't really matter. So Yahoo and MSN, you know, the market share isn't as significant, but the conversions, you know, are, I guess it depends on the type of search that you're looking at. Google users tend to be a little bit more savvy in my mind. If I was selling, you know, computer-related gear or, you know, tech-related products, I'd probably be more concerned with Google. With less technical stuff, MSN is fantastic, even though it's, you know, 10 or, I don't know the current market share, but it's relatively less, quite a bit less than Google, so.
Where do you think search is headed? Into the toilet, into the sky, where's it going?
I think it's headed right into advertising agencies. I think within 2 years, probably at the most, the advertising agencies will be buying most of the search companies, and it'll become more of less of us tech geeks running around and more of the marketing, you know, suits running around, I guess. So I think it'll migrate more into traditional marketing, and we're already seeing that really with the way Google's doing things, combating, you know, the technical. Google's really been pushed, you know, had the envelope pushed by these Black Hat spammers that are, say, you know, creating a hole or finding a hole, and then, you know, Google plugs it and they find two more, and but it's really pushed the envelope for Google and forced them to evolve and really increase their relevance and go deeper into what's going to create good search results. So I guess where it's headed is more into the marketing realm of things. As far as, I think we'll see personalization catch on more and more. The difficult thing there is user adoption with the bigger engines. So we see it with Delicious and with Dig and everything else. So they're catching on and they're getting the adoption, but the search engines really haven't got it in terms of personalization and everything yet. So if you do a search for Mac and or Apple, you know, the old Apple example. So if you do a search for Apple and you like Macintosh computers, you're looking for Macintosh computers. I might be an Apple farmer. So if I search for Apple, I'm looking for a totally different thing. So based on, you know, my demographic information or my personal information, they're going to know that I'm an Apple farmer, and they're going to serve according results. I think they're a little ways off there, but they're getting better with that sort of thing.
Very cool. Well, keep up the good work.
I'm going to try.
Throw yourself into the wall now.
Yeah.
The Chris Perillo Show coverage of SES New York is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.